We took our daughter to Disney World over 42 times before she graduated from high school. We've done over 20 cruises. We spent time in Europe and traveled all over the United States. This is the lifestyle that we wanted to build for our family, and I want you to figure out how to build that lifestyle you want. So let's talk about how we were able to do this, save, and afford this kind of travel. Let's get into it. Welcome to an episode of the OTW Show. This is where I hope to get you on the way to level up your business and create that lifestyle that you want to lead. Today, I want to tell you about how we have afforded to travel this many times, how we created this lifestyle, and what we do to travel. We just got back from an incredible bucket list trip to Alaska, and every time we travel, we get this question of like, oh my God, how are y'all able to afford that? What are you doing to take another cruise? Let's talk about it and dive into it a little bit, and I hope maybe these tips will give you some ideas on how you can create that lifestyle you want. And if you're looking to travel, I'm hoping that these tips and the things we've done over the years will help you get a few more trips and create a few more memories for your family. First, I do have to talk about two caveats to how we're able to travel in the last couple of years as much as we do. The first is I have a pension. I worked for the state of South Carolina for over 25 years, and it's one of the few places left where you actually can get a pension, which means they are going to give me a check for the rest of my life. If I pass, Kelly's life, and if we both pass, Brooke will get that check for the rest of her life. It's a percentage of the salary I was making for those 28 years. So that has been able to give me a base salary to really help me move into going full time with the things I do now. So that is the first caveat. Second, with Kelly being a travel agent, we have been able to get some discounts and some special rates on trips that not everybody can get. Being a travel agent, you get access to some of these, and depending on the agency you're with and the requirements, you might have access to more or less. But we've been very fortunate to get some incredible discounts and have some opportunities to travel because of that. Now, we didn't always have these two caveats. We've been traveling for a long time as a family. But as you look at what we've done in the last few years, that is kind of how we've done it. But I do want to, mostly what I'm going to talk about today and the strategies we've used to save money and to afford all this travel, really go beyond what we've had in the last couple of years and really speak to what we were doing when we both were working full-time day jobs and how we were able to do that. Again, please don't try to compare yourself to whether it's us or other people that are traveling. That's a thing that I have done, you know, trying to compare where I am in life and where I am career-wise and money-wise. Don't do that. It's a bad habit I got into, and I had to really work hard to do that. So the first thing that we did as a family is we decided at some point, I wish I remember when we kind of made these decisions and talked about this, but we really made the decision that travel was going to be a priority for our family, and building experiences, making memories as a family, whether it was at Disney World or, you know, traveling, we take trips to Savannah or other places in our local area, that was more important to us than other things. So at some point we decided, like, especially for Kelly and I, Christmas presents, birthdays, we weren't going to give each other these big gifts. We would give each other travel. We would give each other gift cards, or, hey, our Christmas present to ourselves this year is a Disney cruise or is a trip to so-and-so. As Brooke got older, we did the same thing with her. You know, we would give her, hey, your birthday this year, we're going to go, like, one year we went to Chicago and was able to see Hamilton and do some other things around Chicago. So that was one thing that we made a decision, and we really acted on that. In fact, we went further than that. And for a long time, I drove a very inexpensive car. I loved that car and I really miss it. Actually, I think I had three Honda Civics that I drove for years and years and years. And that, having a lower car payment and having a little bit cheaper car, gave us a little more freedom in our budget to be able to do these things. Those were, you know, when we were a young family and when our incomes were different, those kind of things really, really helped and were, you know, opened us up to be able to do other things. Number two, we worked side hustles. My dad taught me to always be hustling, and, you know, doing different things. He always had what he called little kitties. So he always, literally, he had little envelopes around the house, and he would do different odd jobs and put money in these little kitties, and he'd have it labeled like, this is to, we had a lake house, and so he's like, here's our jet ski fund, or here's our boat fund. And so he would have these little kitties all over the house, and he worked different jobs outside of his regular job to build these kitties. We've done the same thing. When the iPhone first came out, I created some iPhone apps, like, and we were able to do Disney World pictures as wallpapers. And I worked, partnered with a couple other photographers, and that app sold like crazy. It was enough to I think there were four photographers that I kind of partnered with that app. We made enough money to all buy annual passes for like 4 years, and it made enough money to buy annual passes at Disney World. It was pretty incredible. We did, Kelly and I did family photography and did family portraits for a long time as a side hustle. Another one of those side hustles is eBay. The last couple of years, I've really gotten into cleaning out the house. We want to purge and get rid of all the stuff we don't use and the clothes we don't wear and all this excess stuff. Our attic is full. We want to be able to move, so we're trying to pare down. But two, just trying to generate some extra money, pay off some bills, and have that extra income. So eBaying is a great side hustle. This is what we made just last year in selling stuff around the house. We're not doing like crazy resale and going and sourcing items for Goodwill or anything. This is just cleaning out the crap in our own house. So that is another one you can use to create some extra income, is working these side hustles. Like I said, my dad loved to create these little kitties and envelopes. And now with online banking, I have done that in a variety of ways. One of the first things I did that was really cool, and I still do this occasionally. I haven't done it this year, but it's still a good strategy. And that's the 52-week challenge. If you haven't heard of it, basically it is you start, and you can start anytime. I mean, most people say you start in January, but start now. And this week, transfer $1 into a savings account. Next week, you transfer $2. And the next week, you transfer $3 and $4. And you keep going up by $1 every week for a full year. And at the end of the year, you're going to have $1,378. Now, if you are at a bank where you can put that in an interest-bearing account, you're going to have a little bit more. But you're less likely to notice just moving out a dollar at a time and increase it in that small amount. You're not going to notice that out of your weekly budget, your monthly budget as much. And at the end of the year, you're going to have $1,400-ish. I mean, think about what you could do with $1,400. That's a week vacation somewhere, or buying plane tickets to somewhere. That's a lot of money. We did it 1 year where we kind of basically said Kelly and I were both going to do it. So we started with $2, then $4. And, we upped. So we were doubling. Instead of doing the $1, it was just double. And so at the end of the year, we had $2,700. And so that allowed us to make a really cool trip. So I love having different savings accounts for that. What we're doing now is basically I have automatic drafts set up, and I have several different accounts set up. We had one called Europe because we were last year, or I had it was actually called Transatlantic. So we had a transatlantic cruise last summer, and for over a year, I was just automatically moving money into that account. Now I have one that's just a general Gouter family travel, and every time we get paid, just money goes into that account. And then when we travel, I'm able to take that and then use that to pay for our meals or whatever. So those are just ongoing deposits and automatic drafts I have. Again, if you're able to do this just a little bit at a time, maybe $10, $20 a week or a month, you're not going to notice it, and it's not going to affect your monthly budget as much. And then you get used to that money coming out, and then you have this pot of money over on the side to use. One of the biggest trips we've ever taken, and probably will be the biggest trip we ever take, was for Brooke's graduation. We did an Adventures by Disney, which, if you're familiar with that, it is an expensive trip. We did an Adventures by Disney in Italy. Then we spent a couple of days in Paris, and then we went back to Rome and caught a Disney cruise for seven-night Disney cruise. I think it was 7 nights. We ended up being in Europe for about 28 days. Now, that trip was primarily paid for by something I set up, and we started doing way back somewhere around 1999, 2000-ish. So before Brooke was even born, we started this. And I started an investment account, and I was putting $20 a month in it. And It just sat there for years and years and years. And we knew that one day we would use this to do something big, right? When we started, we really didn't know. It's like, okay, we're just going to use this. We're going to put this money away. And one day we're going to have this nice big pot of money and we'll be able to do something. And so what we ended up doing 22 years later is we were able to do that big trip for Brooke and her graduation. And it was the trip of a lifetime. So looking at it, just putting in a little bit of money, if you're able to put in $20 a month, after 5 years, you're going to end up with $6,000. In 10 years, you're going to end up with $14,000. 15 years, $26,000. And that's just based on a 7% return. You're going to have some years that are better, some years that are worse. Some years you may be able to put a little bit more into it. But that making that decision and just playing with that money, I remember back then when I started putting the money in, the job I was in at the time, I had a couple of guys there that were really, really into investing. It was, you know, I was at the beginning of my career. So it wasn't like I had a lot of disposable income. So I'm like, you know, guys, I want to buy these 100 stock shares of stocks that you're talking about. Well, we couldn't afford it. So I was like, I'll just start putting $20 a month in it. And I found an investment platform that allow us to buy partial shares. And so I was just having this automatic draft go in and making these investments. And literally over time, it grew to a pretty sizable amount of money. And we were able to do it to really pay for this trip that it was the best trip ever. So $20 a month can make a difference and create this travel lifestyle. If that's what you're looking for, $20 a month can really lead to that kind of travel. Let's talk about a few other strategies that we've used to help make travel a little more affordable. One of those is rewards programs. Whether it's we have a Disney Visa card, so when we spend money on there, Disney gives us a gift card, and you get money put on that gift card that you can then spend in the parks or wherever. I'm not as savvy as I should be, but we do have some cards that generate miles. And, you know, we have the thing set up that if we shop at certain websites, then we get points or miles applied to our account. So we've been able to get some flights to different places using miles. And that does make a big difference. There's other websites out there that talk a lot more about how to use points. And I wish I was more savvy. That is an area I really need to do better in. But even the little bit I've done has helped us get lots of free flights all over the country and even get status so that we're not paying for bags and some of these other little fees. In fact, yesterday I was booking flights for a trip we're doing in just a few weeks. And because of status and having so many points, it literally reduced the price of our trip by over $100 per person. Because if you wanted a refundable seat and if you wanted to be in premium economy and all that, it was going to cost us a lot extra. When I logged in and it saw my status, it dropped the price down, and I was basically able to buy a premium economy seat for the same price as basic economy. Those kind of things, using reward programs and using points and all that, is huge. So I highly encourage you to look into that and use that to your advantage as well. The other area we've used, and it's another one I wish I was better at. I used to work with a lady who was so good at this, and man, I wish I was as good as she is. But we have used a few of it, and that is couponing and using store promotions to save money. Whether it's just saving money on your weekly grocery bill, or you know, if it's buying something for travel and finding a way to get a coupon for it. One of the things we do with that a lot is the buying Disney gift cards at Target. If you're not aware, if you have a Target Red card and you buy Disney gift cards, you get 5% off for using your Red card. So if you have a Red card, basically anytime you shop at Target, you get 5% off your total. If you're going on a Disney cruise or a Disney World trip, you're going to spend money. So take a couple hundred dollars or whatever you think you're going to spend and go get Disney gift cards. And when I say we do that, this was the stack of Disney gift cards we took on our trip to Alaska. So, you know, we figured out how much excursions were going to cost and all of that. And then we went and got that much money in Disney gift cards and 5% off. So if you're going to spend $1,000 and take 5% off, that's a pretty big number. But even at $200, $500, 5% adds up and can make a really big difference. The number one thing, though, for us to be able to create this lifestyle of travel that we have is as a family deciding that we were going to prioritize travel. So when we made decisions on spending or doing other things, we always remembered that travel is our goal. So we, you know, we think about it, and that's how we make decisions as a family. These other things help too, and have really made a difference in our budget and how much money we had to afford trips and how many trips we could make. I hope this helps, and I hope this answers that question. I feel like I'm probably going to be pointing to this episode a lot as people ask this question, and it's good. I understand why people ask it, because we have traveled a crazy amount. We've met other people along the way that make us look like we stay at home all the time. And, you know, we've met people on Disney cruises that our last cruise, they were celebrating their 101st Disney cruise. And they're doing the same kind of things we are, right? They're figuring out ways to make travel part of their lifestyle. And that's my goal with this show, is to whatever you want your lifestyle to be, whatever that is for you, I'm hoping we can level up your business, use your business, use these side hustles, use these other strategies to create that lifestyle. So I hope I gave you some actionable tips today to make a difference for your family. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next episode.